Hi, and welcome to Pandora's Box. This is Kalia. Today we're going to talk about ending self-punishment. Lately, I've noticed a theme in the healing and growth process that involves self-punishment. Many people have family members, people in their social network, and work environment who have strong narcissistic tendencies, if not full-blown narcissistic or borderline personality disorder. A common concern has to do with feeling targeted and punished with the silent treatment, feeling devalued, being treated as if you don't exist, and failing to acknowledge messages, gifts, acts of kindness, and attempts to communicate and resolve issues. Now, if this was a friend, a lover, or anyone you could just walk away from, you probably would. Eventually. Most people might choose to just stop all communication with a person like this. The difficult person would just fade away. But in many cases, the person in question is attached to your family, a work, or social environment. When dealing with covert narcissism, in the case of narcissistic or borderline personality disorder, one can easily feel that they're being punished. And if you say or do something they don't like or confront their behavior, it only makes matters worse. You can't have a reasonable conversation with somebody like this, and all your efforts to patch up the issue between you are met with resistance, anger, and more punishment. They might have the attitude of, "How dare you try and resolve this issue with me? I get far more power and pleasure hating you." As always, the core of the problem isn't with the difficult person, although it definitely feels like it is. If I'm feeling rejected, ignored, and punished, it can only be due to an already existing wound within me that is being activated by this punishing person. So I have to ask myself, what aspect of me is punishing myself? How am I abandoning myself? How am I rejecting myself? There's no way to act or action you can take to make it better out there with that person. People will often call me who are in a predicament like this and ask, "What can I do?" Well, healing self-punishment is not about doing anything out there with that difficult personality. The best thing you can do is not give that person your attention or energy, or at the very least, don't give the behavior any attention. If you try and talk to that person about how you feel, watch out. Sharing feelings with a narcissistic or borderline personality is an act of vulnerability. And these types of personalities see vulnerability as weakness, and they set out to attack it. They tend to have the attitude, "How dare you have feelings about how I'm treating you?" If you confront any bad, destructive, abusive, cold, inconsiderate, or hostile behavior in a personality disordered individual, it will be met with more of what you are resisting against. Some people may think, "I'll kill them with kindness." But there's a problem with this. You become a doormat. When you're always kind, caring, and considerate of someone who treats you with unthinkable behavior, that person's getting rewarded for being horrible by continuing to be treated well. It's a backward mirror. We adopt the kill them with kindness attitude out of a belief that, well, love will heal all wounds. How often have I heard that? The deeper truth is that self-love will heal our own emotional wounds. We really don't have the power to change the behavior of others, but we do have the power to change our own behavior and responses. It's important for each one of us to look at what feelings are being triggered as a result of that person's behavior. In most cases, the feelings that tend to get triggered when looking into the mirror of a narcissistic person is a feeling of being bad or unworthy of kindness, care, and attention. And this is our core shame. Now, in most of your relationships, you might not feel this at all. In fact, you may be awake and aware enough to choose your relationships carefully and choose not to surround yourself with people who treat you badly or deny your existence. But in some cases, we may still choose to be involved in a family, social, or work environment, even if there's a crazy maker involved. It's important to watch your own story about what's happening with the person who's punishing you. We grow up believing that we're being punished because we did something bad or wrong. So when we feel that we're being punished, we seek out the crime. We want to know, what did I do wrong? But with narcissistic and borderline disorders, the punishment doesn't fit the crime. And in most cases, there really is no crime. There's only the fragile ego of the disordered personality. We need to learn to see the behavior of the disordered personality as bad rather than see ourselves as bad. We have to learn to tell ourselves that person has a problem and is being unreasonable and abusive, and that you don't deserve to be treated that way and you won't continue to tolerate that kind of abuse. You also need to be present with yourself and recognize the energy charge you're feeling in that relationship. The charge has to do with what the difficult person continues to trigger in you. You might say to yourself, when I'm exposed to this person or anything that reminds me of this person, I feel inadequate, invisible, shameful, neglected, unloved, unappreciated, devalued, heartbroken, or not good enough. The key to discharging the charge is to work through whatever feelings are being triggered in you. And these feelings usually result from a core belief that's been with you long before that person ever entered your life, unless, of course, the difficult person in your life is a relative. A core belief might be, I'm not enough. And so that person is bringing up your feelings of not being enough. You need to access those feelings and find ways to continue to enforce the new reality, which is, I am enough. You can do this through any type of core belief restructuring process, such as hypnosis, repetition, affirmations, emotional freedom technique, or a combination of these techniques. Writing, I am enough, or I am good enough, on your bathroom mirror can be highly effective, because even if you ignore the writing on a conscious level, your subconscious still takes it in. And it's the subconscious mind you are wanting to influence. If you have a core belief that causes you to feel on some level that you deserve to be punished, you'll always attract punishment. A belief that you are bad causes you to interpret other people's bad behavior as punishment. And this is a type of self-punishment. We don't need to continue to punish ourselves by continuing to believe we deserve to be punished. Often when someone is treating you badly, giving you the silent treatment, being rude, inconsiderate, and unappreciative of your efforts, your mind begins to search for any possible thing you've done wrong. So it conjures up all kinds of stories. People will treat you as they were treated as a child, or they will treat you the way they treat themselves on some level. In fact, studies have shown that those who are most critical of others are also the most critical of themselves. So take that in. Although many narcissists come across as being unfeeling, it doesn't mean they aren't sitting on a ton of repressed unconscious feelings that they're projecting outward. Often, they want you to feel how they feel. even if they're unaware of how they feel. If they can get you to act out their feelings, well, they don't have to own them or see them as coming from within. If someone has a subconscious belief he or she is not good enough, that person may project that belief outward and find a target to pin it on. The target is selected unconsciously when the one projecting can sense an energetic match. If I convince myself this outside person is not good enough, I can pad myself from my own shameful feelings of not being good enough. I once witnessed an abusive man tearing into a friend of mine, telling her every horrible thing he believed about her. And her comeback was, "Is that how I feel about myself?" It was an excellent comeback because she stopped the projection in its tracks. She was letting him know that he can believe whatever he wants to about her. It's not going to penetrate her if that's not how she feels about herself. Smart woman. There's a really important message here. If we don't feel about ourselves how another person obviously feels about us in the moment, their projections have no place to stick. They can only stick when there's an energetic match. When you can get to a place where you don't feel horrible about yourself, then you won't take on what other people throw at you. When you don't take on what other people throw at you, it bounces off you and goes back to them. They don't get the satisfaction of dumping their own repressed and disowned self-loathing onto you. It's also important to recognize the expectations you have in a relationship with a difficult person. What do you expect from a person or a relationship? In many situations where you're being treated badly by someone you can't easily walk away from due to family ties or some other kind of tie, you may have taken on the belief that you should just kill them with kindness. Your codependent people pleaser may be activated. You might show up as kind, generous, and accommodating, but after years of being the bigger person and not seeing any shift in the other person's behavior, you might grow tired. In a case like this, you have to take a step back and look at your own expectations. You may have a belief that if you are kind, generous, and accommodating, that person would see how hard you're trying and start showing some kindness and respect in return. At some point, you might realize your theory or belief is backfiring. It's not working. You aren't getting what you want. The people pleaser aspect of a personality is often activated out of a fear of not being liked or accepted. So we please in order to try and get the love, approval, validation, or respect of someone who is expressing a displeased attitude or a disinterested attitude towards you. You need to own your expectations and realize that if you're going to continue to be kind, generous, and accommodating, you need to do so without expectation that you will get any kind of kindness or respect in return. Your kindness is not going to make the difficult person accept you, appreciate you, or want to include you. You will likely always be rejected, ignored, and excluded. And this is the new reality. So what are you going to do with it? Covertly abusive people have an awful lot of power. Through their negative behavior, they often take your energy because you're making all the effort to heal the relationship. Their negative behavior is actually being reinforced. So when you get to a point where you realize all your efforts to repair a relationship with a difficult person is not working, it's time to withdraw your energy from the situation. You need to release all your expectations that anything will ever change and make a new decision as to how you're going to navigate these toxic waters. If you're in a situation where you want to still attend family functions or be part of a situation where a toxic person is involved, you need to release any charge on that person along with any and all expectations. This may be a process that takes time. You don't have to bend over backward to be kind, helpful, accommodating, or even caring. If that person ignores you, just ignore them back. Don't give them the time of day. Ignore their birthdays, Christmas, any special occasions where they're ignoring you anyway. Don't try to include them in the conversation or talk directly to them unless you need to. You need to mirror to them their own behavior so that they can see it coming back to them for whatever it's worth. It may seem you're stooping to their level, but you're only doing this if you give energy to the situation. The goal is to take the charge out of the relationship with that person. Don't give their behavior any place to stick. Don't go out of your way to ignore them, and don't go out of your way to be kind, be neutral, be indifferent. If someone acts as if you don't exist, the last thing you want to do is try and draw attention to yourself. If they need you to be invisible, so be it, but continue to be yourself with everyone else. Of course, the difficult personality will resent any attention anyone else gives you because they can't control it. They can't get everyone to shun you the way that they do. But they would if they could. Sometimes in this dynamic, those closely woven into the dysfunction and control drama of the personality disordered individual don't really see what's happening and may very well scapegoat you as well, especially since the personality disordered individual can be so highly manipulative, using that manipulation to paint you in a negative light. So when you're in a situation like this, you might find that you're the one who's being put up with and tolerated, but never really welcomed or loved. And this is such a difficult dynamic to expose yourself to for any length of time. Many people who find themselves in a toxic, dysfunctional, and covertly abusive environment may choose to step out of the environment. And this is a perfectly reasonable option. However, this option does give the personality disordered person exactly what he or she wants, to eliminate the perceived problem, which is you. If you find yourself in a situation where you feel you're being punished, remember your self-punishment needs to stop. The more you can end self-punishment, the less apt you are to take on the punishment dished out by others. So say no to self-punishment and say yes to self-love. Self-love is always the antidote. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.